This is Madam Landlord.
This is Madam Landlord. On Madam Landlord, every other Monday at 4 o'clock, we take a look at the real estate industry. We take a look at all the issues there that affect real estate owners, real estate renters, real estate business women and men. And today, I want us to talk about real estate fraud. How rampant is it? Last week, I told you that the ICBC said it recovered 53 billion naira from an alleged real estate scam. ICPC is the Independent Corrupt Practices Commission. According to them, the Federal Mortgage Bank of Nigeria gave some money to a developer and the developer worked it. So here's what happened. Federal Mortgage Bank of Nigeria has this scheme that is supposed to help civil servants and public servants buy houses in installments. The way the scheme works, real estate developers go to the Federal Mortgage Bank to collect loan so that they can build these houses. This loan comes with conditions. Some of the conditions are that those houses must be made available to mortgage applicants. So the developer will build the house, then the applicants will get mortgage from Federal Mortgage Bank. Federal Mortgage Bank will now use the monthly payments from the applicants to service the developer's loan and also pay the developer. But in this case, according to ICPC, this developer never built the houses. They allegedly took the 53 billion naira loan money and they ran away. But they've now been caught. But this is also not the first time we've heard a story like this. We've heard accusations that some real estate developers simply take money and whew. Sometimes it's loans from a bank, like in this case. Other times it's money from you, the home buyer or the land buyer. Developers ask the clients or customers to pay up front. But when it's now time to receive house, story will enter. You go enter voicemail. Sometimes you find that a developer has chopped the money and they're now using the money that they've received to do phase two of what they promised to build houses in phase one. They now start cutting corners. It gets very messy. So that's what I want us to talk about today. I want to hear from those of you who have had some experience with this. Perhaps you know somebody who has been defrauded in a real estate scam. Perhaps you are the one who has been defrauded in a real estate scam. Maybe you work with the banks and you know how it works. You know, you've seen the problems up close. Or maybe you are in the real estate development businesses, right? If you are in development, if you are in that industry, I really need to talk to you. I really need you to talk to us about what precautions to take. How do we spot a potentially fraudulent developer? How do we spot a potentially fraudulent developer? 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. What do you think about this story from the ICPC that I shared with you last week and I've shared with you again today? How does a thing like that happen, Sev? How does a Federal Mortgage Bank end up giving over 50 billion naira to somebody who could be a scammer? I mean, I remember the last time we talked about this, I was talking to you and I said, did they not do any checks? What kind of checks normally exist? If you are in the industry, I'd also like to hear from you. How rampant is real estate fraud? Have you been a victim of real estate fraud? Yes, you can tell me the name of the company. Has it happened to you? Has it happened to someone you know? Are you currently trying to get your money back or your house or the land that you paid for? Muiwa is a first-time caller from Onika. Muiwa, welcome. Hello, Muiwa.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for calling. Yes, welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, Muiwa is my name. Actually, I'm not a real estate developer, but looking at the story that you just read out now, it's a scam.
What is scam?
Between the developer and Federal Mortgage Bank.
Ah.
Federal Mortgage Bank will never give you money directly. They will tie it to a bank or a mortgage bank. They will never extend money directly to you.
Okay.
And if at all, if they are giving you money, they will route it through a supplier, a reputable one they've been dealing with in five-time past.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So for them to now say they gave the developer money, 53, and there's no collateral, there's no bank involved, there's no tripartite agreement. Come on. Who are they fooling? Who are they fooling? So before you know what's happening, I they dig this thing deep down there now, they'll pick one guy or the other, one top shot there, and tell you, this guy, before you know what's happening, the top shot tells somebody and everything that is down. That is Nigeria for you. That's why I said it's a scam. Being all these guys that are involved, they all know what they are doing.
Okay, Muyiwa. Thank you very much for calling to share your thoughts on that story. Well, they've Sha caught the real estate developer Sha that, you know, wanted to Japan with the over 50 billion naira. They've Sha caught him. I don't know about having help from within the Federal Mortgage Bank, but I mean, it does bugger the mind, doesn't it? Because how did the Federal Mortgage Bank end up giving over 50 billion to somebody who could be a scammer? Tomiwa is in Surulere. Hello, Tomiwa.
Hi, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Okay, so I quite agree with Tomiwa.
Okay.
I don't think that large sum of money would be disbursed without proper due diligence. I mean, you can't go give out a million naira without proper due diligence. You need to know the physical location of these real estate developers. You must have done some integrity searches on anybody you're giving our money to. Now to the tune of 50 billion, if I'm correct, and I don't think that should just go into thin air. It must have been some kind of conspiracy between whoever it is. So we should know where to channel our spotlight on. Thank you.
Thank you, Tomiwa, for calling us. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, what's your name?
My name is Collins.
Collins, good to have you on the show.
Okay.
Are you talking to us through a hands-free device?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay, so it's sounding a bit far away.
Okay, just give me a second.
Okay,
can you hear me clearly now?
This is much better. How rampant do you think real estate fraud is?
Sorry?
How rampant do you think real estate fraud is?
Okay, so I actually want to comment on the real estate industry in itself.
Okay.
So I work with real estate developers.
Okay.
And then I just want to give a few hints on how people can identify a real estate scam and then avoid
Please, thank you.
Okay. So, first of all,
can I ask what you do for the real estate industry?
I'm in marketing and media.
Oh, okay. All right, go ahead.
And then I work with a lot of real estate development companies.
Okay. All right. So after this call, we'll get your number so we can have you on the show and interview you. But go ahead.
That's fine. Anytime.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I would leave out the house part of it and I would just focus on the land part of it because that's where you have a whole lot of people falling victim.
Right.
You hear of land in Ibejuleki, you hear of land in Epe, and the likes of that.
Right.
So what many developers do is they go buy properties from family and then they sell. Now, they carve out an area and they tell you it goes for X amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that property does not have a COO, it does not have a governor of consent, it doesn't have anything. They give it some title, they call it excision, in progress, or government survey or stuff like that.
Okay.
But in reality, what they're selling to you is the land of the government. Now, Ibejuleki is still more like, I call it a remote location.
Mm-hmm.
You have quite a number of villages around there. Some areas are still becoming developed. You have indigenous that live there, and their families basically sell this land to developers. And then these developers take the buy land from them. They don't bother doing any form of due diligence on it. They don't bother processing anything. They just put up a billboard and then they start selling to people. And people fall victim for this a lot.
Mm.
A lot of people fall victim for this. So one thing I would say is whoever is looking to buy land in places like this, the first thing you need to identify is, does the property have a valid title? You want to pay particular attention to COO. for a governor's consent. If not a CEO for a governor's consent, then you're looking at possibly an accession that's gazetted. Now, if the government exercises a parcel of land, it will always appear on the gazette. You're looking out for that. The second kicker is in real estate is all that glitters is not gold. If it's too good to be true, it is definitely not true. You won't go somewhere in the Bejuleki and they tell you, you see a land here that goes for 6 million naira and someone else is telling you to buy it for 500,000 naira and you're going to buy it for 500,000 naira. There's a very big difference why one plot goes for 6 million naira and the other goes for 5 million naira. You need to ask. Now, I can tell you, before you buy any piece of land, you want to do more like a search on the property at Alausa, at the land registry. Okay. All you need to do, get a surveyor. You won't spend up to 50,000 naira in getting this. They pick up the coordinates from the land, not a single place, because some developers can be fraudulent. They take you to a part of the land that has the right title. They tell you to pick up units, to pick up a coordinate from there. You go plot it. It looks like all is good. By the end of the day, you have issues on that property. So you want to do more like a perimeter survey.
Okay.
Like ask the developer, what's the full length of your property?
Right.
Okay. And then you pick up the survey, you go plot it at Alausa. They give you the exact title on every plot of land of that property.
Okay.
So you can tell which one is which. And then you can insist to the developer that they give you your plot in a particular location where you know is covered by whatever title they are selling the land with, because some part of the land could be covered with a CEO, some other parts might be just be a governor's consent.
Okay.
Now, government survey.
Okay.
Now, whatever it is you're doing, you want to ensure that you're getting all the documentation up front. If the developer cannot assign to you your plot at the moment you're paying the funds, please do not release your funds. So, and it goes on and on like that. There's a whole lot. I don't want to take up the whole time. I would like other callers to call.
I wish you could take up the whole time, but stay on the line so we'll get your number, because I'm learning so much. Stay on the line. Okay. Let's get your number, all right? So let's get let's get his number, please. Thank you so much for calling us today. But yeah, that was quite informative. What I'm even going to do is cut out some of the things that he said, and we'll be playing it as voice note. What do you think about that? So that, you know, whenever people tune in, they can at least learn one or two things from what calling, was it, has said to us on the show today. But yeah, how rampant is real estate fraud? That's my question. If you have been duped before, please talk to us. Some of the things that Collins mentioned on this call, could you relate? Have you found yourself in a situation where you did not see CFO, you did not see governor's consent, but the developer was telling you, pay for it, or you paid for it before they actually showed you the land that you had bought, you know, and things like that? Have you ever not used a surveyor to try to get a piece of land, you know? Do you work with banks? How can a federal mortgage bank end up in a situation where they've given over 50 billion naira to somebody who could be a scammer? What are the checks that exist normally so that a thing like that does not happen? Do you work in the real estate sector? Do you work in the real estate development business? What precautions can we take as consumers, as customers? How do we spot a potentially fraudulent developer? Timothy is on the line. Timothy is in Aja. Timothy, good to have you on the show.
Yeah, thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah, I'm a real estate developer.
Okay.
And regarding the federal mortgage bank loan you're talking about, you see, the problem here in this country is that we don't do things the right way.
Okay.
There are checks, like other people have said, which I don't want to talk about.
No, talk there about it now. That's, okay. That's the point of this show.
Okay. So there are checks that these bankers are supposed to follow through. But you know how it is, because you know someone. This money you're talking about was not really profiled for real estate development.
Okay.
Number two, if such bank is giving you money, there are some instances where they will tell you, they give you money in tranches.
Okay.
Now, when you develop to a particular point, before you collect the other one, they come for inspection.
Okay.
They inspect what you have done. So what happened to all these processes? It's just that they've used this information about real estate, file out the money, share the money, and everybody is continuing to the thin air. The real estate developers that need this money don't get the money. I can't tell you how many times we've tried to get money from mortgage. You can't get it unless you're ready to play that game. But when you're ready to play that game and you know people in there
right.
who you'll play this game with,
right.
you can easily get the money.
Interesting.
You understand?
Interesting.
And talking about there are many fraudulent practices in real estate development, which we're even looking up that government should come in and regulate this sector. There are a lot of things happening right now. But that doesn't mean that there are no genuine real estate developers and real estate practitioners. There are. You get.
Yes, but how do we separate the wheat from the chaff? How do we spot?
Yeah, that is where the government regulation will come in. That is where government need to look in. But even when you say government should come in, the governor himself is not coming to your is not coming to look at all this. The same people that are sent to regulate this sector will also collect kickbacks and do the same thing the way it is always done in Nigeria. That's the problem. So the only way is for you, who is an investor, is to do your independent investigation, thorough investigation before you release your money. Because once your money go out from you, it's difficult to come back. You get it? So when they give you a document, you take it independently and go outside. Like the other caller said, yeah, there's practice that people are doing now. Part of it is covered, part of it is not covered. Maybe they tell you.
Hello, Timothy? Oh, no, I was quite enjoying that call. Timothy, call back if you can, okay? If you just tune into the show, hello to you. Good afternoon. Hoping you're staying safe. Hoping it's not too flooded where you are. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Every other Monday, we bring you Madam Landlord. Madam Landlord is our segment on Hard Facts that takes a look at the real estate industry. So if you're looking to sponsor it, that's fine. You're welcome to. But yes, it takes a look at the real estate industry. It talks about all the issues that tenants face, landlords face, landladies face, people who are trying to buy real estate property face, some of the ways that your rights can be protected as a developer, your rights as a tenant, your rights as a landlady, landlord, all of that. That's what the show takes a look at every other Monday from 4 p.m. And today, I reminded you of a story that we discussed on the Big Three 2 weeks ago. The Big Three happens every day from 3 o'clock. Well, from Tuesdays to Thursdays. Mondays, we bring you the stories that break over the weekend. The big weekend is what it's called. The show starts at 3 p.m. But yeah, last week two weeks ago, on the Big Three, I told you how the Independent Corrupt Practices Commission recovered over 53 billion naira from an alleged real estate scam. This developer was supposed to build houses, but they allegedly took the 53 billion naira loan money and they ran away. But now, they don't cash them. We've got Simi in Lekki. My question today, how rampant is real estate fraud? Simi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Welcome, go ahead.
So I'm coming from Lekki. I'm coming from a different direction because I'm working in the labor market, private sector.
Okay.
So the Federal Mortgage Bank, my understanding is that they get their funds from employee deduction. That's National Housing Fund.
That's right.
There is no accountability as to how they utilize those funds. You know, I'm in the HR profession. I have a lot of employees coming to me saying they've been getting 2.5% deducted from their basic salary every month. And they are interested in getting a loan from Federal Mortgage Bank. How would they go about it? And I'll tell them the truth, that you can't get a loan from Federal Mortgage Bank. You need to go through one of these mortgage companies. When you go through one of these mortgage companies, the only amount they can give to you is 15 million. That's the maximum you can be given. And that 15 million, please, if we're in tune with reality of Lagos, where can you buy a house for 15 million? So the people contributing to the pot do not have access to get a loan from Federal Mortgage Bank, but they will give it to these developers who, you know, people in the Federal Mortgage Bank have interest in. And those are the developers that will construct numerous estates all around. Then you have to go to a third-party bank, probably a bank that does mortgage services,
right,
and you pay as much as, or you get a loan for as much as 18-20% to pay in like 15-20 years. So a major chunk of your income goes to paying off mortgage. So that's the general scam. So going back to the story, it's a scam gone wrong. You know, something happened and the people in Federal Mortgage Bank that were of that had interest in this particular deal didn't get what they were supposed to get. That's why everything has come out. If you investigate further, if they decide to do due diligence and investigate, more names will come out. But my point is that the middle class, the people contributing to the common pot of Federal Mortgage Bank, are the ones suffering for this. We contribute every month, you contribute for 10, 20 years, and you don't get any benefit from Federal Mortgage Bank. It's unfortunate.
It is. Simi, thank you so much for calling to share your thoughts on the subject. We've got more people who are sending us messages via WhatsApp, but unfortunately we can't take them at the moment because we need to take a break. When we come back from this break, though, we'll take your calls, we'll take your thoughts, and more importantly, we'll take your tips how to avoid getting scammed in a real estate scam. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Madam Landlord on Hard Facts. Don't go away.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Four thirty-one. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. How can we spot a real estate scam? How do we spot a potentially fraudulent developer? That's the question that I'm asking on the show today. As well as how rampant is real estate fraud, Sev? Let's even start there. Is this a rampant thing, or, you know, is it not that common? Is it just, you know, a few people's bad luck? 0700-993-993-993. The reason we're having this conversation today on Madam Landlord is because a real estate developer was just arrested by, well, not arrested really, but well, I guess arrested, because that's how they catch you. Abi, if they catch you, if they arrest you, then they make you vomit the money that you tried to steal. But yes, the Independent Corrupt Practices Commission, ICPC, says it just recovered more than 53 billion naira from an alleged real estate scam. We've got Anonymous on the line. Let's talk to them first, and then we'll come back to the reason we're having this conversation. Anonymous, welcome.
Hello, Sandra. Long time. I've been trying to get you.
Thank you for calling. I'm very well.
The whole thing is a syndicate.
What's a syndicate?
I worked in the civil service for over 32 years.
Okay.
Now, that's what Timmy said. You continue contributing money, and the money, you can't get any access to it. That's number one. Imagine working for 30-something years, and your money is rotated every year according to your level. No cobble will come to you. It is the prefer to form a clique. And the clique is all as wrong. From the court, to the lands, to the Minister of Lands, to the government, to every one of them, to the mortgage. You see what's happened now? At the end of the day, we won't hear anything about it. It's because they have disagreement. That's why those ones are fleshed out. If not, they will just be there. Nobody will hear of it. And now, if really they want to do the re-division, those people should be put on the TV, and in a few months to come, all those of their partners in the bond.
Oh, unfortunately, the network isn't being very cooperative there for Mr. Anonymous, but we do thank you for calling us, and we thank you for sharing your story with us. We hope that you can call back. But yes, it is quite the thing, isn't it? So the Federal Mortgage Bank is claiming that this developer did not build the houses that were supposed to earn them the money that they took from the FMBN. Because before the FMBN gives you money, you've heard from some real estate developers who have called into to the show so far. Before they give you money, when you go to them for loan to build your houses, these houses have to be made available to mortgage applicants. So as a developer, you build the houses, the applicants get the mortgage from the FMBN. FMBN then uses the monthly payments from applicants like you and I to service both the developer's loan and to pay the developer. But ICPC says that this particular developer never built the houses. They allegedly just took the money, the 53 billion naira loan money, and they ran away. But they've been caught now. And like I said when we started, this is not a new story, you know? It's not brand new. We often hear about people who scam banks or people who scam you who tries to buy a house or buy a land. Either they make you pay up front and then, you know, it last dance, or, you know, they make you pay up front and they show you some sort of proof that what you paid for is real, but it isn't really real because there are some mago-mago ways that they can, you know, mago-mago the situation, and you feel like you're buying something genuine, but it really isn't. So how can you, as a consumer, spot a fake real estate developer? That's the conversation we're having today. How rampant is real estate fraud? Have you been a victim of real estate fraud? Maybe you know somebody who has been defrauded in a real estate scam. Maybe you work with the banks, so you've seen some of these problems. Maybe you're in the real estate development business. How can we spot a potentially fraudulent developer? What are some of the things that we should look out for? What are some of the precautions that we can take? How does a thing like this happen with the FMBN? 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. We've got Sheung in Victoria Island on the line. Sheung, welcome.
Thank you very much. So I want to quickly speak to the topic.
Yes.
And I heard one of the, would I say, the last caller, so to say, saying some information I don't think is altogether accurate.
Okay.
So basically, right, how the whole FMBN thing works is FMBN do not just, like you have mentioned, do not just give money directly to the developers.
Right.
If you go to the Federal Mortgage Bank of Nigeria site, they have listed banks, accredited banks, you know, mortgage banks, so to say. They call them primary mortgage banks or primary mortgage institutes.
Right.
Right. So they have listed banks that are accredited.
Right.
From time to time, if they happen to realize that there's a bank that is not doing well or something, they get delisted.
Mm.
So if you go there, like right now, even as we speak,
mm-hmm.
you'll see how much, because it's not in perpetuity, right?
There's a particular time frame. That's right.
They would say, okay, this particular bank, you know, your license to do this is till maybe 2022 or 2023.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, right,
mm-hmm.
they are not even supposed to mobilize the developer's money until the properties have been built up to maybe between 60 to 70% in many cases.
Mm.
And before they even mobilize the money, they send, there's a team in Abuja, right,
mm-hmm.
that is usually sent to go and verify the property. So they have the title documents, they check the land, they check all the papers, they check everything, and they monitor it closely to ensure that, do you understand, these mm-hmm. people, they are real subscribers, one, because they ask for all the information. This information, they are very detailed.
Right.
They'll ask for birth certificate, they'll ask for bank statements,
right.
they'll ask for everything, even your National Housing Fund, the
right.
number and everything.
Exactly.
Very, very detailed.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so once they have all that particular information, they match it against the application, they check the organization where it's coming. In some cases, there's usually, there are some people that may want, they will not want to deal directly with the primary mortgage bank. They want them to come also through a cooperative as additional, in quote, insurance. So if they haven't met all that, they will inspect and check and see that this thing is genuine. Then they can now mobilize funds. But the subscribers would have paid, you know, an equity contribution. In some cases, it's 20. In some cases, it's 30%. You know, but most times, it's about 20%, right?
Mm-hmm.
You pay that 20%, right, as your equity contribution, you would have shown evidence of payment, either partial or full payment, as part of your application process. Now, I hear things like, I heard the last caller also mentioning something like the money that they are contributing, I don't know where it is and all that. Mm-hmm. Usually that part, that NHF, your NHF contribution is like your regular pension.
That's right.
Once you turn 60, you can apply for that money. So it's not like somebody's chopping the money or going away and all that. That's not a correct information. Just like you apply for a pension at the end of your, you know, work life or something.
Mm-hmm.
Once you are 60, you can apply for that fund. Many people don't know and don't apply. If you don't apply for a particular money, how will they even give it to you? Maybe they'll think that you are doing well. It's some of all the sensitization that people don't have that makes them come up and think that, in quote, somebody's chopping the money.
Do you work for the Federal Mortgage Bank?
I don't work for the Federal Mortgage Bank. I've been able to support quite a number of projects to be able to assist in providing what they call it national housing funds, and I've been successful with that. So I have
a lot of knowledge about it. Yeah, go ahead.
A lot of knowledge about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
So having that, the aspect where the developer would come, in very few cases, right? Any developer that's not accredited, you know, with the Federal Mortgage Bank can approach the Federal Mortgage Bank directly to get a building loan. It's not the same as national housing funds that they give you at 6%. No, it's a different one. Maybe they get that about maybe like 10% or about, right?
Mm.
They approach them for a particular loan. But before they even approve that loan, they would have requested for documents. There are a lot of documents that they request and verify. They don't just throw money.
So how does something like this happen then?
There's an information that's not being disclosed.
Yeah.
If it happens, then there's something. There's a piece of the puzzle that is not being disclosed.
Because they're the ones that announced it themselves. Federal Mortgage Bank themselves announced it, you know?
Yes.
ICPC said they recovered this money for the Federal Mortgage Bank.
Yes. So, truth is, it's not like they don't know who the developers are.
Mm.
There can be people who come with credible stuff and all that stuff, and they're like, okay, fine. Let's give this one, right, money in good faith. So to say, it meant it happens. They can release money to developers like that in good faith, not the funds that they've gotten from, not based on that particular approval. If that thing happens, it's not so hard for them to run away, because they would have identified the land, identified the property, have all this evidence before they sit on it, before they approve any particular loan. The board of directors, they usually sit quarterly every year. You know, every 3 months and all that. They sit down, they review all the applications and all that.
Right.
And when they verify that it's looking good,
right,
then they may approve some in a particular batch. So it's possible that the developer, they came out clean, or they came out to be genuine. They did all their search and everything looks. But truth is, people get greedy. So if it's the FMBN that is coming out to say, okay, there was a scam and everything and all that, it can be one of those things that they provided all documents to verify that, okay, they are authentic, but somewhere along the line, some people got greedy and ran away with it. Because last, you know, the heart of man is desperately wicked, you know, so who can know it? So as an advice, generally to be able to identify some of this scam and all that, first things first, go to the website. They have a lot of information there, right? Read up, you know, read up everything. Read up, check for the banks that are accredited, their license and all that stuff. Then you can personally make arrangements to the primary mortgage bank to ask them for, okay, which are the banks, or let me see the product. Many people don't do their due diligence, right? Which is why we have, in real estate, you have this buyers beware, caveat emptor, let the buyers beware, right? Some of these things, you shouldn't go blindly,
right?
Get someone who is knowledgeable to go in to do some search, check about the company, check about the board of directors, check all these things. So you know that if there's somebody that is really prominent, somebody that is you know, that you can actually trace.
Mm-hmm.
If the board of directors, you can't tell me some big companies and all that, maybe all the board of directors, nobody know any one of them.
Mm.
You know, there are people of pedigree that their reputation precedes them and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You, all this information, they're available.
Mm.
Once you get that, you ask around, right, you'll be able to verify that, okay, these people have proved and have shown chances for success
okay.
in this particular sub. Ask for the what they call it. Some of them in their website, they'll tell you some of the buildings that they have delivered or some of the essays that they have delivered. Make a trip there. This is not, it's not Sunaira we are talking about.
Right.
Make a trip there. Talk to them and like, oh, I heard these people. What has been your experience with them?
Right.
But it's just easy for people to, you know, not do their due diligence, just trust the process without finding out enough information how it's supposed to go. Then when people are trying to swindle you because you don't know how it's even supposed to pass through, you can't even spot or identify that it's fraud or not. Even from when I'm if personally I engage a developer and all that, and you say that you provide, what are they calling, National Housing Fund and all that, there are certain questions that I'll ask you. And if you're not knowledgeable, definitely you can't even outsmart me, right? Because I would quickly identify that there's something wrong with
you. Ojoro Day inside. Do you offer public services, maybe? I mean, is there a way that people can reach you if they're like, Shenwa Beg, come and help me and look at this matter well?
Well, we can work something out.
Okay, stay on the line. Let's get your number as well. Lagos, it's 15 minutes to 4 o'clock. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. And we bring you Madam Landlord every other Monday. And on Madam Landlord, we talk about the real estate industry. Now, incidentally, today we're talking about the entire real estate industry, really. And we're talking about fraud in the real estate industry. How rampant is it? Now, Shenwu is focusing solely on the housing schemes that Nigeria runs through real estate developers. That's what he was talking about there mainly. But we're also having a general conversation. Now, of course, you can decide to take it wherever you want to take it. We've had Collins talk to us about how you can spot a potentially fraudulent developer over a genuine one. Shen was talking to us about, you know, how exactly it works with the National Housing Fund. So there are so many people sharing their knowledge on the show. That's what I love about Hard Facts. It's such a huge community of professionals, entrepreneurs, students, everyone, you know, and they're always coming together to share something that you did not know before. It's why you should listen all the time. But yes, talk to me. Have you been a victim of fraud, real estate fraud? Have you paid for a house somewhere and it turns out that the house was thin air? Have you paid for land and it turned out that the land was thin air? Do you know someone it's happened to? What were the things that happened? How did the transaction go down? Because your story could be a lesson for somebody else. If you are in the industry, give us a call and talk to us about how exactly, you know, people like me can stay safe, can keep our money safe to ourselves, can avoid getting duped, can avoid getting scammed. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. The landline is for women, the mobile number is for men. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Let me take a look at WhatsApp, where we've got some comments, right? On WhatsApp, Shenwu has sell his market, really learned a lot. I'm glad. That's what the show is about. All right, we've got more people who are sending us messages here. Some red flags that people should always watch out for when dealing with developers. When a celebrity is used for the advert, promo land, example, buy one, get a RAM. Too much advert, especially field agents everywhere. When all necessary documents are not made available when you ask. All right, Prince, with those tips there. Prince, thank you very much. President Sandra, this is Adeoye Shon from Ikorodu. You see, both the developer and the Federal Mortgage Bank, they are both scammers. Okay. All right. Let's take a look at more messages after we speak with David. David is in Ibesha Island. Hello, David.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Good day, work your dream.
Thank you.
But I want you to, based on the information you've received today from independent callers, try to, like you said, investigative journalism to balance the whole thing.
Okay.
Get to employers and get their own views about these things.
Okay.
Did they just start deducting their employees' money without even engaging them or serving them the terms that is going to run? We need to know all these things. Because like somebody is saying now that it's like what would they call this retirement
pension
something
pension
pension. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We have books that care that employees can read and know how it goes. But on this housing something now, they just start deducting your money every month. You just start seeing a deduction from your payslip. You don't know how it goes.
Okay.
So please help us get to government or any employer to know. Employees don't know how this thing is going.
Okay.
Let them come and explain their own part of it, and everybody will be clear.
All right, David from Bishop Island. But I think that's a failing of the organization's human resources department, because here we got proper explanation of what the housing fund was about. So even before the deductions happened, our HR department told us, okay, see what's happening, or see why we're deducting this money, or this is what it's for. And then they even sent us documents to read from the housing scheme. So is that a failing of you know, the HR department perhaps? Because again, I mean, a lot of Nigerian companies are very ad hoc. So the HR departments are not exactly proper HR departments. Probably have one person doing the role of admin and HR and security and all other things, you know. So there's also that to consider. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello.
Oh,
hello.
Lucky cop up with me. Michael's my name.
Welcome, Michael.
I'm a builder.
Okay.
And retired civil servant.
Okay.
I followed suit. He did a very good job. But you see, all he did was like a social thing. The professional aspect of it is still amiss.
Okay.
Primarily, the way the Federal Mortgage Bank was set, it was like an affiliate with the Federal Ministry of Housing.
Right.
Now, they want the Commonwealth to seek independence. They got this independence, like he said, in Zone 4. We are four in Abuja, where their office, where you collect your NHF, National Housing Fund, contributed National Housing Fund, when you retire. Okay, let me just put in for the last man that called. Your NHF, like your IPPIS deduction, please let everybody sensitize their union in the ministry to provide normal information before your retirement, even during your service time, to get the record of your deposits in the National Housing Fund. Find out that at retirement, it took almost 1 year for this money to be calculated, to be paid, which was wrong. You are supposed to get this money 3 months as soon as you retire. Now, if you are now opportune to get a house under the ministry, they will now do the calculation, do the deduction, or you do additional pay for your house. But the fact remains that most of the houses that are allotted to people, in most cases, are not completed. What FMGB did is that when they took this their independence from National Housing Board, they now set up their own system of checking. And as at 2018, when I retired, when I was in their office, I found out that the whole administrative system do not have professionals. We have economists, accountants,
business administrators managing, the people we call building economies, estate managers, they were not employed.
Mm-hmm.
So what really happened, I want to take advantage as a guy to become whatever it is, a contractor, a partner with them.
Michael, I wish we had time to really get into this, but here's what I'll do. I'll get your number as well, and then we can talk about this at a future date, because this is a series that will happen for a few more episodes. Is that okay? Because we have to take a break now.
Okay.
Thank you, Michael, for calling us. Lagos, I wish you had more time to stay on this subject, but not to worry. I think what we're going to even do is make the federal housing scheme a subject on its own, since that's the one that's gotten the most airtime. Let's talk about VAT, the battle, next.